Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
And that brings us to our Raise the Roof game highlights, brought to you by Matthews Roofing, Chicagoland's premier roofing company for residential, commercial, or industrial projects, the preferred roofer of Northwestern Athletics. Matthews Roofing is celebrating 90 years of quality, integrity, and customer care serving Chicagoland. Well, the Wildcats would put their defense on the field first in this game. Purdue won the toss and received and went three and out. The Wildcats, on their opening series, put a drive together highlighted by a 27-yard pass from quarterback Jack Lausch to wide receiver Frank Covey. The Wildcats would kick a field goal 39 yards for Luke Akers to make it 3-0. The Boilermakers answered back with a 26-yard Spencer Porath field goal, and so it was 3-3 late in the first quarter. In fact, in the final minute of the first quarter when the Cats regained the lead. 1 minute to go, first quarter, 3-3 game. Wildcats with a fresh set of downs at their own 49-yard line. After the 10-yard gain, Duke Olgas, the tight end, motions to the left wing. Here's the snap, and they'll give it to Hyman again. He breaks through to the 40, down the numbers 30. He's going to go to the 10, to the 5, end zone, touchdown. Joseph Hyman, the second, takes it all the way, and the Wildcats regain the lead with 38 seconds to go. A 51-yard run for Joe Hyman. Longest run of his career. Cats led 10-3 at the end of one, and they would extend the lead later in the second quarter when they did turn the ball over for the only time today. Ryan Helinski, coming in to play quarterback, was intercepted at the Purdue 31-yard line, but nothing came of that because Purdue went for it on 4th and 4, and they were unable to convert on that 4th down situation, giving the Wildcats the ball at midfield. The Cats would overcome a holding penalty. Lausch would connect for 21 yards to tight end Marshall Lang down to the Purdue 38, and then an 8-yard pass to Cam Porter, one of Cam's career-best 8 receptions on the day. That got it down to the 1, and from there, the Wildcats would call number 1's number again. Third down and goal from the 1. Padding in motion. Hand off Porter again. This time he leaps. He's in. Touchdown, Cam Porter. Touchdown, Northwestern, and the Wildcats extend the lead with 2:23 to go into the half. Wasn't going to be denied that time. Cam Porter, a 1-yard touchdown run, his 6th of the year, 17th rushing touchdown of his great Northwestern career, and the Wildcats go up by 2 touchdowns here with 2:23 to go into the half. Things were looking good for the Cats then, but Purdue got the ball with 2:20 to go into the half at their own 13-yard line. After the kickoff, the Boilermakers would put a drive together with Hudson Card at quarterback. On 4th and 1, Card would connect with his wide receiver Tibbs for 17 yards. Eventually, they got it down to the 6-yard line of the Wildcats, 3rd and goal, and Card connected with wide receiver Jamal Edrin for the touchdown with 25 seconds left in the half to cut the Wildcats' lead to 17-10 at halftime. It would remain that way till well into the third quarter, just 2:44 left, when Porath kicked his 2nd field goal of the day, a 24-yarder, to make it 17-13. But as the third quarter ended, the Wildcats had put a drive together. It was a long drive, 16 plays. Along the way, Lausch would connect with A.J. Henning for 18 yards on a 3rd and 11. He would connect again with Henning on 3rd and 7 to get the ball into Purdue territory, an 8-yard pickup. Eventually, on the first play of the fourth quarter, Cam Porter gained 4 to convert a 4th down. Next play, there was a sack, then a hands-to-the-face penalty on Purdue gave the Cats new life. They got it down to the Purdue 23, 3rd and 14, a holding penalty, and so they would again call on their field goal kicker. Luke Akers connected from 39 earlier. This will be a 41-yard field goal attempt just inside the left hash. Here's the snap. Kick on the way by Akers. End over end kick is up, and the kick is good.
Nice job.
And the Wildcats get back on the board with 10:14 to go, and they're up by a touchdown. 10:14 remaining. Fourth quarter, Northwestern 20, Purdue 13. The difference, 7 points. Purdue got the ball in their own 25 after the ensuing kickoff, just over 10 minutes left. On third and six, Card would connect for 13 yards to his tight end, Max Clair, to get the ball out near midfield. Then a 15-yard gain to backup tight end Drew Bibber down to the Wildcat 35. And then they ran a little razzle-dazzle with an option pass from their wide receiver, Shamar Rigby, to Jerron Tibbs. That got it down to the 1 yard line. From there, they called on their running back, Devin Mockaby, to try to get the ball in, and took some doing, but he did. Purdue a yard away from potentially tying the game. Snap to Card, gives Mockaby, runs into the pile and gets stoned. Now he's still pushing for the end zone, and he's in. Touchdown. They never blew the whistle, and Mockaby appeared to be stopped, muscles his way into the end zone from a yard out, and Purdue's within a point of tying the game, which they did with 5:16 to go. The Wildcats looked to have a promising drive going. They marched from their own 23 to the Northwestern 47th, and then a holding penalty pushed them back into a first and 20. They still came up with a third and four at the two-minute timeout, but Lausch's pass was incomplete. They had to punt it back to the Boilermakers with less than 2 minutes to go. A minute 41 on the clock when Purdue took over on their own 20-yard line, and this was the first play. First and 10, Card to throw. Card looking, pocket collapsing. Card is hit, and he's sacked. Sacked for the second time today. Aiden Hubbard, the Wildcat sack leader, chalks up another one at a very crucial moment. Back at the 16-yard line, clock moving, a minute 23 to go, loss of four on the play. And so the Boilermakers ended up going three and out, punting it back to the Wildcats, who were out of timeouts and had 52 seconds to go from their own 25-yard line. They were able to mount a little bit of a drive in the offense, the no huddle with no timeouts. They called on Ryan Helinski to come in and throw the Hail Mary, and well, they were able to complete the pass, but just came up short, a 36-yarder to wide receiver Hayden Elligott on the final play of regulation. So we went to overtime. In overtime, the Wildcats won the toss, elected to play defense first, as is the custom. Purdue starting at the Northwestern 25, went four and out, a fourth down pass incomplete, and so the ball would go over on downs. But there was an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty against Northwestern's Theron Johnson after the incompletion. So the Cats had to start their possession on the Purdue 40 rather than the 25. As it turned out, didn't make a difference. They ran two plays. The first one gained 18 yards. This was the game winner. First down for the Cats at the 22-yard line. High snap, Lausch, quick throw, caught! Wildcats win! Joseph Hyman the second, all by himself, down the right sideline. Touchdown, Northwestern! And the Wildcats pour off of their bench into the north end zone here at Ross-Ade Stadium. Hyman with his second touchdown today, and the Cats win it in overtime. 26-20, the same score by which they lost their other overtime game this year. The Cats pick up the win. Lausch to Hyman, and it's all over here at Ross-Ade Stadium. 26-20, the final score here today. Quite a finish